Hey, obviously you're a connoisseur of running backs. Could you just give your quick critique on Alexander and Tomlinson?
You know, Alexander played this year, and Tomlinson has been consistent, one of the most consistent backs I've seen since I got into the league, and he's just been great.
Yeah. Is it his versatility that really might set him apart?
Set him apart from who?
From the other. He's been called one for the ages already, equated with Jim Brown. Is that premature?
Yeah, I think it's real premature because even Jim Brown never was versatile as far as versatile back. You never seen Jim Brown catch many passes out the backfield as LaDainian does, and you never really see Jim Brown run out of bounds either. So, not, you know, as this dirt on LaDainian, but, you know, you can't compare a guy to what Jim Brown is and what he did on and off the field as far as being a full player and a running back, but he's definitely up there as far as things he's done that are different from other backs in that past.
The other day, Al Wilson said that you basically know what you're going to get in this game. It's going to be kind of a smash-mouth, grind-it-out game. Would you agree with that assessment?
I think so. I mean, we played him, you know, numerous times, and he knows what the heart of our offense is, and he knows the heart of his defense, and he knows what they have to do, and we know what we have to do. So, you know, we both know what's coming.
You guys, when you played here the first time, were kind of experiencing some shifting on your offensive line and such. How has that kind of settled down as the years progressed?
It just settled down as far as everybody, you know, everybody's on the equal level as far as knowing their assignments, and I think that's the most important thing is guys knowing their assignments and knowing what they had to do if a situation occurred where they had to be put in a different position that they not normally used to playing.
Do you think you're back to the level you were? I mean, people talked about losing Rofe and how that might affect you guys. And do you think you're back to the level you've been the last couple of years?
I think so. You know, it all depends on who the runner is. You know, obviously, when Willie Rofe is here, I don't have any experience with Willie Rofe the last, you know, 6 or 7 games of my career. And, Priest would experience a little bit more with Willie Rofe than I would. And I just experienced more with the younger guys like Jordan Black and Chris Bober and John Welborn a little bit more.
How do you feel about the change at quarterback?
It don't make no difference to me. Trent was always the starting quarterback. That's what they call them. You were the backup because he was there to be there until Trent got healthy and came back.
Do you think this game is bigger for one of these teams? I mean, when you look at the Broncos coming off this Chargers loss and, you know, they're losing to you guys, they fall to third place. But, you know, obviously a difference between your records, 6-5 and such, if you lose this game. I mean, is it bigger for you guys, you think, or bigger for them?
It's bigger for both teams. We have to play San Diego. They have to play San Diego. And San Diego has to play. I mean, it's bigger for both teams because both of us are under the same microscope, under the same situation. So I think it's a lot bigger than we know.
As a football guy, is this as good as it gets? You know, two division rivals have had the history you guys have on a Thanksgiving primetime kind of a game?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, every time you have a night game in the middle of the week, you know, it's going to be a prime time game, so everybody knows, you know, what to expect.